Tylenol Cold, which is what
they're Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Mary the Encourager here as your host for today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and for spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. You have spread the word today, right? Our co-host today is none other than Big. How are you doing, Big?
I'm doing fine, and just want to say thank you all again for listening and also marketing as we market for you. And I can't wait to get this Think Big radio interview on the road tonight, because she is definitely a remarkable go-getter.
All right. Well, our guest tonight is none other than Chris Vaughn from Hampton, Virginia. Yay, Virginia! I want you to hear this phenomenal entrepreneur who instructs women on information needed to launch their businesses and uses that knowledge to create financial and economic opportunities for others. And that's right up my alley, so I'm excited. But before we get started with this great story, let's share our guest information, contact information. So, Chris, would you share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you? And listeners, if you would, go ahead and jot this down. So what's your website, email, contact number, or other information the listeners could use if they have questions or want to reach you?
Hi, Mary and Big. I just want to thank you for having me on the show. It's a great honor to be here. I've been listening in to different segments, and I love what you guys are doing. My name is Chris Vaughn. You can reach me via my website, which is www.herstartup.com. I'm also available for free business counseling, whether it's on Google Talk or either Skype, and same ID, which is Her Startup. You can also reach me online via 314-480-6489.
Could you repeat that 314?
I sure can. It's 314-480-6489. I spend most of my time online, but I'm usually logged in somewhere, so those are the best ways to reach me.
All right. Okay, Big, do you want to get started?
Sure. One thing that I noticed about your website is that it was catered to really, you know, assist women. And statistics show that there are more women that are starting businesses right now. And what I want you to share with our guests, first of all, is where are you from and what led you to doing the things that you're doing right now?
Well, originally I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
I reside currently on the East Coast. You know, St. Louis is the show me state, so I was born and raised there. Moved out here in Virginia about 8 years ago with my husband, and today we have four children. So quite a busy household. But long story short, I've been through a lot of things, you know, in my life personally, you know, business-wise. And, you know, there was always, especially after starting a family, sometimes corporate America conflicts with the family life. You know, you're raised, you get a good education, you go to a good school, and after you graduate, you go and get the good job. And sometimes the good jobs, you know, put you places that you really don't want to be, or either you get stuck, you don't get the promotions. But, you know, that's a part of life. It's not really a place to grow dreams, although it is a place that you can learn a lot. And as my family continued to expand, and we always like to say God has a sense of humor, because we have a generation gap between our two sets. We have the older two are teenagers and the younger two are under six. So, you know, it got to be quite a challenge. But, you know, I'm a real person, and I learned a lot, you know, from our experiences. I learned a great deal from the people who I reported to while I was working, you know, executive-level mentoring programs, and I always reported either to board members or either upper management, like VPs or, you know, presidents of the company. So you get to learn a lot about how business really works, and so I like to take that and use some of that knowledge and just let people know that even though you're small, you need to dot all your I's, you need to cross all your T's, And, you know, even for women nowadays, you know, and you were absolutely right. Yes, women are starting a lot of businesses. And the last statistics on that was that they are starting an average of 775,000 businesses each and every year. So, you know, the marketplace has definitely changed, and women have a lot of more options. I just want to help them explore them.
So what is your passion? Now, I heard what you say. Was your passion to get away from, or was your passion to move towards something?
Well, both.
Okay.
Both. You know, when what you want to get away from are what I feel that most people, and, you know, I have to, let me clarify that. When I first started out helping businesses in 2000, I did that with the same corporate mindset, which is you work, work, work 60, 80 hours a week. You know, the family understands. Your personal life will be there, and everything that you do is about climbing to the top. My own experience and seeing that, you know, in the workplace, that doesn't work. People get burnt out, okay? And then they have a conflict with their family life because, you know, your family, those are the people who are there. Those are the people that need to be loved, and you need to take care. Taking care of the bills is great, but you need to take care of the people that make the house a home, okay?
All right, now. Say that again.
You know, I, you know, started a business, had a few great, you know, relationships, you know, business-wise and whatnot, and, you know, over time, I think it's a maturity process. You learn that, you know, working this 80 hours a week and, you know, being loyal to the job is not all it's cracked up to be. That's not the only way to live. You know, I wanted to spend time with my children, you know, with my husband. I didn't want to bring work home, you know, so these are some of the challenges that they face. So when you say, you know, was I getting away from something, I think people can lose themselves in corporate America. Because to this day, I know, you know, a lot of people that I've worked with, they go to work early, you know, about an hour, maybe 2 hours before, and they love their job, and there's nothing wrong with that. But then they stay, you know, 2 or 3 hours later, and then they want to go out and socialize with the people that they worked with. And when they come home at 12 o'clock midnight, you know, they don't understand why the husband and wife was like, you know, you got off at 5. Couldn't you leave at work? Can't you spend some time with me? So you have to get away or let go of some things to get to who you're supposed to be, what path you're supposed to be on, and the fulfilled life. So, you know, I stopped doing what I was for a couple of years, went back to work myself, and I found out it was the exact same thing. You know, it was a different year, same thing, inside business, four walls, ideals not appreciated. And I'm like, you know, now I have even 2 more kids. So, you know, what are the challenges that I'm facing? And my heart really went out to women, especially finding about, you know, the things that are going on, you know, with our sisters in other countries. You know, Bangladesh, women are being sold into human trafficking, you know, over in Sudan, you know, the wars that are going on over there, and babies as young as 18 months being raped. So it's more about this corporate America, and I started thinking, you know, whatever it is I like to do, because I always like to help people build their businesses. That's something I was doing even before I opened my first business. And I was like, if I'm doing something, it has to make a difference. It has to be for people who need it. It has to be for people who don't even know what their options are. And that's how I came up with Her Startup. So now I'm leading a more integrated life. I'm doing everything that I love, nothing I thought that I ever would be. And my clients are much happier. I feel like we understand each other. They know I'm on the same path as they are because everything is a process.
Wow.
All right.
So what would you say your biggest challenge was when you first started out, your first couple of years, that some of our other listeners can also relate to? Because, I mean, just from listening to you right now, you know, we knew you were a big thinker to begin with, and we really appreciate when we have our big thinkers come on that mention global issues, which shows, you know, you're conscious, and it's not just about, you know, you and the people that you can help here, but, you know, worldwide. So as someone that's thinking as big as you or getting to that level as big thinking is a process, what would you say your challenges were?
My challenges were, and, you know, I'm not a person, I don't see limitations. You know, I'm the type of person, you tell me no, I'll say, you know, watch me. Okay, So, you know, I consider no to be a challenge to me. But and starting out originally, and I'm going back to 2000 when I first started doing this, my challenge was not doing everything.
Wow.
Because, you know, my skills were in so many varied areas. And if a client came to me and they said they needed something beyond the scope of business development, if I know how to do it, I did it. You know, I was like, well, why not? Well, the problem with that is that you spread yourself so thin, and it's not that people don't appreciate it, but soon they come, you know, to you for everything. And so you kind of lose the vision, or you wind up working in areas that you really, you know, had no intention of doing that. So when I first started out, that was my challenge, and not spreading myself too thin. With her startup, now that I'm more mature, more grown up, so to speak, my challenge is reaching the women that I really want to help. Because, I mean, let's face it, we live in a world where money is not the most important thing, but it's right up there with the air you breathe, okay? And with a company like her startup, we're really a hybrid, and unfortunately there's not a legal business classification for what we do. Some people place it under social enterprise, which is, you know, you hear a lot of talk about that nowadays, social enterprise, social entrepreneurism, social investing, sustainable, you know, all these little catchwords that people want to use, you know, it's green, this, that, and the other. What we do, we're a for-profit company, but we're not afraid to participate in traditionally nonprofit activities. So being that we're a for-profit organization, our challenge is in being allowed to help the women, and we want to work with women who have been homeless, previously incarcerated, you know, victims of domestic violence, and, you know, just get the word out there about that, because people have an idea, and all people have the same value. I don't care whether they're poor or homeless and in the U.S. or in a third world country, and, you know, they're doing something that America judges them for, you know. I remember one scripture in the Bible, you know, it says that, you know, the poor will always be with you. And I'm like, yeah, that's true, but the Bible doesn't say that the poor will always be the same people. So we
and
have
they
to
don't say that we have
that.
To be one of them either.
Exactly. Exactly. And with such a volatile, you know, economy, you know, we still think it's very important. But we kind of solved that problem. We don't accept donations because, like I said, we are for-profit. What we do is offer membership. So here again, we offer our services to help our clients that can't afford to pay, and we take the some of the proceeds from the memberships, and that allows us to continue to do, you know, volunteer work when we're able to help women to continue using our free business help on Wednesdays, which we offer every Wednesday, which is what we call Women's Day. Yay! But, you know, it's Women's Day from 10 to 1. And we actually help people, you know, with the question that normally they would have to pay for. So, you know, our membership is a way of doing that.
Now, here's what I want to do. Normally, at this time, I would ask you for your biggest advice that you would share with the audience. But I'm going to do that a little bit differently. This is where I said I wanted to expand on what you do.
Mm-hmm.
When Big first told me about your business and about you, he knew I was in Virginia and you were in Virginia. But also, I think he said, okay, Mary, it's time for you to get your act together. Well, he didn't say those words.
He didn't say that for real.
No, he did not. Oh, no, no. Great, great gentleman there. But he did say he knew that there were some challenges I had. And you've already touched on it a bit, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm going to say that I'm coming to you, and I am interested in having a business, and I've actually been a consultant, and I've done some things, and I'm going to make this as quick as possible to set up the scene, and let's just see how what kind of advice you would give me, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to, and, you know, this is like before we actually get into a consultation about how you can help me, I'm coming to tell you a little bit to see if you can help me.
Okay.
Okay, so when I come to you, I say, you know, I have worked before as an entrepreneur. I've done it all my life, but I'm working a full-time job, and I am working extra hours, and I'm in a situation where I'm trying to, in a new season in my life, so I feel like I have to keep that job for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to be on my own. Now, I have three or four things that I am already involved in. One of them is I'm working on a talk show that I just love. I love meeting these big thinkers,
mm-hmm.
and I do that as soon as I can get home from my job because I love it.
Okay.
The second is I'm working with a company that has a unique approach to using the Internet to announcing and promoting the activities of entrepreneurs using the collective economic approach. And businesses come and advertise some events or things that they have coming on, and my goal is to be able to take that concept from the Midwest and to replant it on the East Coast.
Okay.
The second thing or third thing I want to do is I'm working with another company that helps people to learn more about how they can aid in the global warming, in the environment. And in that issue, I've got plans and products and services to show people how to make money and teach people how to clean the air, how to do things to try to help us with our drought situation, how to help us save on our gas expenses. And then, because I just love business, people are always coming to me and giving me more ideas about ways I can show people how they can distribute things, how they can, you know, eat healthier, how they can do better things. So I come to you and I say, so here I am. Now, why am I so stressed out and what can you do to help me?
Well, and I'm going to go ahead and talk to you like I would anybody who would contact me, okay?
Okay, the only thing I'll do by being the host is when you've talked for 3 hours, I'll say, okay, you can stop now. No, go ahead.
Okay, point noted. Okay. Well, Mary, there's no doubt. Of course, you are stressed out. But you have very good reason for being stressed out, but this is what I want you to do. Tell me where you are. Tell me about your life outside of the business. You know, how are your days going? Do you have, you know, a family? Do you have children? You know, what's going on at home?
Okay, and what I would say is I've got adult children who are both living on their own in other states,
mm-hmm.
and that I've been a widow for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And I have been going through a number of different transitions to kind of get used to this new role in my life. First time since college, I guess,
mm-hmm.
that I've actually lived in a house without either children or spouse. So in some ways, I feel like I've got a lot of space. In other ways, I feel like I've jammed it full of so much that when you say, where am I, all I can think about is I'm either at work or I'm working on something.
Okay, okay, and that's fully understandable. So you're transitioning to a new role. You're kind of feel your way out and, you know, kind of spread your wings, so to speak, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you think that you're trying to grab on to so much to fill, you know, missing spots in your life, you know, because I can imagine you probably miss your children. I know I would miss mine. My oldest son is 18, and, you know, he's about to leave home. I know he's ready, but I don't quite want him to because there's so much more that I feel I can teach him, okay? And, you know, especially, you know, being a widow, you know, are you handling that okay, or, you know, have these business interests, have they been with you previous to this transitional period in your life, or?
Well, I think that's part of my challenge. Yes, I love business, and
okay.
I've been dabbling and actually have been successful at several independent and also some group businesses I've worked with.
Okay.
But what I find is I see opportunity in
mm-hmm.
so many things that it's hard for me to just clear my mind and say I'm only going to do this one thing
mm-hmm.
because, for instance, if I hadn't accepted the opportunity to be a co-host, there are some things about what I'm doing now with the Internet, a radio program, that's really helping me to grow and see who I am. But
good.
There are also some things, because I'm in the business community, I feel that if I could just get the right boost for 6 months to a year, many of the things, these three different areas I mentioned to you, they would move on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, that would very well be possible.
Yeah, but somehow, as I'm trying to weave them all together,
mm-hmm.
I'm not being as productive as I need to be in any of them.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like, you know, the radio program is actually helping you, you know, feel a need, even though, you know, you may not realize that. You know, it sounds like the radio show is actually helping you find yourself and helping you figure out, you know, what's important to you. But tell me, what is on your heart? Where do you want to be? You know, what is it that when you hear it, it's like, you know, oh, yes, I have to get involved, and that's so important?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not sure how to answer.
Okay. What is it that when you get up every morning is the first thing going in your mind? Because I don't believe that it's the job. And you've touched on, you mentioned, you know, several times, you know, the radio program and all these things that are tied in it. I'm seeing a relationship, and I'm seeing how they can be related. And, you know, there are definitely things to streamline. But, see, here's one thing that we believe. Mm-hmm. We believe that a woman must know her business as well as she knows herself, mm-hmm. but that she must know herself first, mm-hmm. okay? The radio, and I've listened to you talk, and I'm, you know, kind of just taking notes here. The radio show is actually a growth experience for you. And I know you say you don't have a lot of time, you know, especially with all the hours that you're working. But one thing that I would like to see you do, you're working, you know, over 40 hours.
You would like to see what?
One thing that I would like to see you do is that, you know, you're working all these hours for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see you at least take 1 or 2 hours a week and work for yourself. And this is outside the show. What I'm talking about is I'd like to see you sit down and actually consciously think about what it is that is important to you. You know, because I see some natural relationships, you know, right here. I mean, do you want to grow as a radio show host? You know, is it the global warming that you're passionate about? Or are you excited about ideas? Because one thing about entrepreneurs see opportunity in everything.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where I am.
But everything is not your opportunity.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay? And what we have to do is help you find, you know, your path. And I hate to be cliche, but we need to help you find your place. Because your place may look like someone else's, but there are no two people in the world that have the exact same plan, the exact same walk in life, the exact same idea. It may look similar on the surface, but how you walk that and how you carry that out will be totally different. So,
you're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. On that note, let's get out your information so that people will know who they're talking to and how to reach you, because all of the advice that you have given thus far, and I believe you can't even offer bad advice, has just been right on point and on top. So please, how can our listeners get in touch with you, and then let's continue.
Okay, thank you, Big. Once again, my name is Chris Vaughn, and I am the founder of Her Startup, which you can reach at www.herstartup.com. I can be reached online via Google Talk or either Skype. The ID is Her Startup, or either you can call me through online phone, which is 314-480-6489.
Thank you so much. Now, you know, I don't want to spend as much time on me particularly, but I really think you've brought out so many great points. In the work that I'm doing, I work with a number of people, both men and women, who go through some of these same kind of challenges. They see an opportunity, but then once they get in, they seem to get overwhelmed with the opportunity and what are they going to do with it, how to market themselves, how to actually become the business that they've just invested in.
Right.
So
finish the end result of what your consultation session would be?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Here's the end result. Of course, we will continue because I do this with all my clients over a series a week, okay? We do hour-long consultations.
Okay.
Here's the end result. And just, you know, from a preliminary consultation that I was looking at, because you mentioned, you know, you do the talk show when you come home after you get off of work, okay? That's the first thing you do. You're involved with a company that has a unique approach to marketing, want to build a collective economy, advertise events, and you want to take the ideal to the East Coast. You also mentioned about the global warming company that you were involved with, and then you get more ideals all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You being a talk show host would satisfy all of the other three remaining points.
Mm-hmm.
The talk show has a has is a forum for advertising. So you can take in all the ideals that you want to, you know, find about them, just become knowledgeable about them, but leave them at surface knowledge. Let these people become advertisers. Since the global warming sounds like it was closer to your heart, why not have a segment on the radio show once a week, you know, for even example, see how it's received on ideas such as global warming. Pull in and have somebody speak on one segment about, you know, the gases that are in the environment, the need to rethink how we, you know, fuel our cars, what hybrid cars are about and other such topics, what it means to go green, et cetera. Have that be a consistent segment if that's something that you really stand for and that you're passionate and that it's heavy on your heart. As far as marketing, you have other, being a radio show host, you have a website tied to that. Let your one of your advertising packages, let it include, you know, not only advertising on the radio where they hear, you know, a physical, a verbal, you know, commercial, but let it be, give them a presence on the website. Take them with you when you do events. So all of that, the remaining three that you mentioned, the unique approach to marketing, the global warming, the getting more ideas, all of those ideas centered around you being a talk show host, so you'll wind up satisfying your own needs by staying in your path, which is to be a talk show host.
Well, I would think that that is, you know, a great idea, but Mary is so much beyond just the talk show hosting, and she offers so many ideas and things that has helped Think Big Radio grow, that, you know, I can see her enjoying herself and, you know, going with the interviews and things, but even behind the scenes, she does so much, and we talked about that actually tonight before the show.
Got a promotion. Go ahead, Lee.
Now, see, you said that was sample client. Now, see, you told on yourself, you bought it real life now.
What did you? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. I went out of my role.
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry, Big. Go ahead.
Okay, so what happens is that, you know, one of our listeners will get in touch with you. They would basically, you know, tell you their stories, but pretty much about them. And then from there, they would go into the type of business, so that they'll have a business that fits them and who they are. Can we reiterate that's what we're saying?
Yes it is, because, you know, and I think that's even mentioned on our website. This is what we find. People juggle so many things in life, okay, whether it's because they are under a perceived notion that they have to, or whether it's, you know, because of a situation that they've chosen to put themselves in, okay, and I'm using chosen loosely here, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is so easy to get off track and keep juggling things. When you add a business on top of that, you know, that's just one more straw that you're going to be grabbing at. If you don't have an idea of who you are, where you want to go, if you're not trying to work on even certain aspects within yourself, personal growth, you know, getting your own household in order, whether that means, you know, trying to get yourself on a schedule, trying to get the kids on a schedule, you know, if you're in denial about your own personal life, then you're going to carry that same denial over to your business eventually. You know, sometimes a business is the best thing that people say they have going for them, and that's fine. But when home is falling apart, when you're falling apart, you're going to fall apart in a business, and that may not be, you know, the place in front of a client, which is where you really want to do that. So, you know, we do strongly believe, and, you know, I lived that myself, you have to take care of yourself first. You have to know yourself. It's a process, you know, but as long as you start and you're making progress toward that, then, yeah, you know, the business, because usually a business is an outgrowth of something that's within you already anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, you really sound very strong, very confident, and I believe you said, from my numbers, you've been doing this for about 7 or 8 years, is that
right? Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and so you've helped people from different types of backgrounds, but also people with different types of ideas about what they want to do for business.
Exactly.
And how, what has happened with that? Have you Do you have a number of success stories that people have gone
on
to other things, and then you have people who, after working with you, have they decided that maybe that's not the right course for them?
Well, actually, yeah, we have both because, you know, being an entrepreneur is not for everybody, and then it's not, it may not be for you right now. And
I can't hear you right now.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Sorry about that. You know, as I was saying, I believe I'm in a position, you know, to inform, and that's, you know, what role we have the information, and true enough, our purpose is to help women start businesses, okay? And we're not talking about network marketing or MLM or anything. We're interested in unique ideas, okay? Being an entrepreneur is not for everybody. And so when we give people the information, some people decide, you know, I think that's a little bit much for me. I think maybe I'm better off at staying in a job right now or even a couple more years and I'll come back and revisit it. That's fine. One of the, and by the way, we have helped people in other countries as well. When we first started out, we had a couple of clients in Indonesia and Mexico and Suriname and some other places. So, you know, virtually, thank God for technology because it's a wonderful thing. But one of the clients that comes to mind is Francina Harrison, and she's known as the career engineer. I'm not sure you may have heard of her. But Francina was one of our clients from about 2003, I believe. And today, of course, you know, we're good friends and whatnot. But when Francina first started out, you know, she said that she did resumes, and she did coaching on the side. Today, most of her business is not only coaching, but she's in career development, and that's such a broader field that it's totally different from, you know, writing and doing resumes. She's also a contributor to, you know, several magazines. And so when we get people to say, well, you know, I'm not doing well in my job, I can be doing better, we refer them to Francina. And, you know, she's now a partner with her startup, you know, and that's the Career Engineers. But as a result of our involvement and our helping them develop their business, when we first went in, we increased their profits by about 50% within 3 weeks. We streamlined a few items. She is now a paid contributing author to several magazines, and she travels periodically, I believe, with Tavis Smiley. So, you know, if you have a dream, if you have a vision, if you want to go somewhere, and if you're serious about it, then, you know, we like to say, you know, come and let us help you, but you have to do the work, because that's one thing that we can't do. We can give you all the advice in the world. We can help you, and we can hold your hand. But if you don't implement that plan, then you will stay exactly where you are.
Yeah.
Wow, you know, and that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize that, I mean, even though we pretty much are trying to coin the term, you know, thinking big and big thinkers, it takes a lot more than just thinking big. It takes action.
Right.
By bringing that up, you know, it shows. I mean, you're a testament in itself that you can lay everything right before a person. But if they don't put their hands in it or if they don't walk it, they're not going to be able to be successful, even though all of the tools are there.
Exactly.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Now, I want to bring you back to a point. You talked about having people in, you know, working with people in other areas. And when you mentioned Indonesia, I actually thought about, because my company is actually going to be holding a program in Jakarta.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's Jakarta in Indonesia. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that on the Internet the other day, I said, you know, I should find out who in my area knows someone in Indonesia. You mentioned it tonight. But so what I see is you are already expanding. You already have things going on. And I wanted to ask you, what plans do you have to expand from where you are now?
Oh, wow. Well, we want to expand our capabilities and the our relationships with the nonprofits, and we're doing that by two ways now. On our website, under the Her Business page, I believe, it is a section there for nonprofit organizations. And what we do is we're looking for nonprofit organizations with women-focused missions. They could be women, you know, oriented organizations themselves, but as long as they have a women-focused initiative, we're looking to partner with them and provide our services and help them teach their clients to how to start business. That way they don't have to operate outside their core competency. We recently took on a new partner actually a couple of weeks ago, and that's Women's Empowerment Network that's based here out of Newport News. And I believe they'll have some classes that are starting up in September, so we're gearing up for them. They're more of the career development, teaching single mothers how to go about getting jobs, but they also realized that, you know, some of the women were coming to them, and they's like, you know, I have this idea for a business. Can you help me with it? So rather than have them take from their own resources, which, you know, sometimes working with nonprofit, oftentimes rather working with nonprofit organizations, you know, they have to account for every single dime that they receive, and it's often not in the budget to even expand a program that they're currently working. So rather than have them drain their own internal resources, we'll come alongside of them as a partner and offer that training to their clients. We're also doing it in Second Life of all places, because many people say Second Life is a game, and it's like, honey, no, no, no. Virtual reality is actually quite real, you know, and it's kind of ironic. But we have a presence in Second Life and a good relationship with TechSoup, and what we do is that with some of the nonprofit organizations within Second Life, and there are currently almost 60 organizations. They're different nonprofits, and we just help where we can. You know, we're not talking about physical, you know, monetary transactions. What we're talking about is building relationships, you know, helping them with their projects from time to time, because two of the organizations that are very close to our heart are Kiva and then also CARE organization, which is headed up by Dr. Helene Gale, and both of them really have a heart for women. Kiva is the one that extends microcredit to people in impoverished nations.
Oh, okay.
And CARE is an organization that is concerned with, you know, health concerns. They went over to Sudan. They have so many projects going on right now. It's not funny, but they're expanding. And we help them in terms of, you know, just, you know, what do we need? How can we help you? And we're building relationships, and we're sure that, you know, eventually as time goes on and, you know, these organizations get to know us and get to understand what we have to offer, then, of course, there'll be some natural partnerships develop out of there. But we have met so many people in Second Life that we in no way would not have ever come across that, you know, is just amazing.
Now, let me ask you, what is Second Life?
Second Life is a virtual world, and interesting or not, it's where people go. It's like a role-playing game. That's what people say it is, but trust me, it is not a game. And people go there, and it's actually a Second Life. You design your avatar, which is what they call them, or, you know, your person. You can make them look however you
My
want.
My daughter is doing that. She's in her 20s, and she tells me she goes home. She can't wait to get on there, and the people she's met. So, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, and they're usually very nice, but people are building businesses within Second Life, and, you know, companies you know, people say, oh, you're Second Life, you know, you're playing a game, you're wasting your time online. Well, you know, you can't snub your nose at it, because companies such as Mercedes-Benz is there, Stanford University is there, Toyota is there. I even race online there. I'm learning, because it's kind of different when you're playing.
Now, wait,
I'm not
wait a minute. What do you mean by racing?
Well, one of my passions is racing.
You didn't mention that now.
Yeah.
What kind of racing?
Well, actual car racing, like NASCAR. I love NASCAR, but I like the women in NASCAR. You know, woo, everything we do. Like I said, I'm living an integrated life. You know, go women. But no offense, Big. No offense, Big.
Oh,
but,
no, that's not a problem at all. I was born from a woman, so I kind of know stuff.
Wow, okay. You appreciate
but,
it.
I raced also first with enduro last year, so.
What'd you say?
I was in my first enduro race, car race, last year, so that was exciting for me. That was a dream come true.
Okay. All right.
Now, one of the things you mentioned was, I believe it was Kiva. Is that correct?
Yeah, K-I-V-A. Yeah, microcredit.
Yeah, I tried to get in touch with them a couple of times to no response, and hopefully, you know, I'll be able to, because I wanted to interview someone from their organization on our show, because I had checked into that and saw that that they were doing everything that you're saying they're doing as far as helping people. So that's one of the things that we try to have on Think Big Radio also is, you know, different type of organizations that, that do things.
Yeah. I mean,
so let's make sure we can follow up on that, but we're running out of time. I tell you, I can't believe the time has gone so quickly, so I had to interrupt both of you because I want to ask if there's anything else you would like to cover in the next minute or so before we start to bring this to a close.
Okay, well, like I said, my name is Chris Bond, and we are the place for female entrepreneurs. You can reach us online at www.herstartup.com. We help you, give you the support and the information you need so that you can create the life that you want to live. We offer free help, free business help on Women's Day, which is every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can do that by reaching us online via Google Talk, which is the ID Her Startup, or either just meet us in Second Life, and we'll be more than happy to consult with you in pseudo person. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to building new relationships and helping, you know, women really do something that they've always wanted to do and show them that they can definitely create the life they truly want to live.
Well, we're down to our last 3 minutes, so I would like to ask you if there's some people, individual places, things you would like to thank them for their role in helping you.
Oh, of course. Personally, that would be my family. I have a wonderfully supportive husband. He's the one that keeps me, you know, encouraged and tells me to do things because I get down also. You know, we're all human, but he reminds me of, you know, who I am. I like to thank, who is it, Glitteractica Cookie from Second Life, and that's her avatar name, by the way, but I like to thank her for taking the time to speak with me and give me a chance to help all the wonderful nonprofits in Second Life. And he should have been first, but he already knows. I like to thank God for turning my life around and for just giving me the opportunity to help so many people.
Mm-hmm. Well, will you be able to invite the Second Life people to take a listen to your interview?
I sure will.
Oh, that'll be great.
I sure will. Well, in fact, I already know who I'm going to talk to tomorrow, Big, so check your email.
Okay, that's great. Well, we would love to have you back again, and we look forward to having you come with us on the program. And, you know, there may be even some of the women that you work with, some of the families, who would be able to also tell their story of big thinking and how they connected with you and what kind of things happened. And we would love to have them as a part of our program as well.
Definitely. I think they would appreciate that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I just want to remind our audience, you are listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. And tonight, I just want to thank you for listening to Chris Vaughn, who has been our guest for tonight, and we enjoyed her and hope that you will get in touch with her and let her know how much you enjoyed hearing the program tonight. And tell all of your friends to come back again to www.thinkbigradio.com for all your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Big. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
Think big, everyone.
Think big.